There is a new certification in town. It's for IoT developers. Pamela and I will tell you everything you need to know, right, Pamela?
Exactly. So join us to learn about the Azure IoT Developer Specialty and learn how you can get certified and also how you can upskill to be able to pass the certification.
And that's on the IoT Show right now. Hi everyone, you're watching the Internet of Things show. Today, you don't get one host, but you get two hosts.
Oh yeah.
Hey Pamela, how are you?
Hey Olivier, how's it going?
I'm awesome.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Wonderful.
So you're here to tell us everything we need to know about this new Microsoft certification that you've been super hard at work at on and that you just delivered, which is the new Microsoft Certified Azure IoT Developer Specialty, right? That's a long name.
It is a tongue twister. And I love that you mentioned that it's a new certification that is for developers. It's a specialty certification. And this certification is brand new. We've never had one that specialized in IoT. And it's an Azure IoT Developer Specialty. Okay. And what that means is that this certification is a great way to validate your skills on all things Azure IoT.
Okay.
And it's also great for those who are building IoT solutions from the device side all the way to the cloud side. This is a great way to showcase your skills.
Okay, so well, let's talk about that. You were saying that it's for Azure IoT developers. So Azure IoT is something which is now 5 years old.
Yeah.
So people are starting to use it for real.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not for the hardcore embedded hardware developer, right?
No, it's not. And the reason for that is IoT is such a broad term. We have many different products and services that support building IoT solutions, including Windows IoT, Azure Sphere, our Azure IoT, all of our cognitive services that go on to the IoT edge or edge devices. So there's so many things that we have to support building IoT solutions. Yeah. And so that's why that name is Azure IoT. Mm-hmm. So it's not really meant for embedded developers who are specializing in putting sensors, connecting it to their device. It's really meant for, you know, solution developers, application developers. With that said, we do cover a lot of things on the device side as well.
Yeah.
For example, understanding how to work with X509 certificates on the device side and also working with DPS, Device Provisioning Service, IoT Hub, our SDKs, because we do have SDKs that support the devices.
Uh-huh.
So really understanding those things when it comes to devices, you are expected to have those skills for this certification.
Yep. So no hardcore hardware guys, but as you were saying, we are talking IoT. So what are the main areas that will be tested during that exam? Because that's an exam, right? We'll talk about how you get ready for that, but before we get into that, what are the main areas? You already touched on some of them, but let's try and...
Yeah, let's deep dive into them. All right, so if you want to get an overview of the skills you need for the certification, you're actually going to go ahead and go to the certification landing page. So when you get to the learning page...
And we're going to have the link at the end, don't scramble trying to read the lines here.
That's true. I promise we have a link for you at the end. So when you go to the actual learn landing page for this specialty, you're actually going to go and scroll down, and it has the skills measured. And when you click on this certification skills outline, I actually have it up already. when you go here, you'll see all of the skills you need. And I always recommend people, anytime they're taking a certification with Microsoft, always look at the skills outline and the skills measured.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is we're always updating our certifications. We're always updating the exam. And as folks who have been working with Azure IoT, you know that we're always updating and we're improving our products. So this is a great way of being like, okay, what's covered in this? What's new? Mm-hmm. What do I need to study for? And what, you know, where should I upskill? All right, so the key areas is one, that device communication. Okay. So understanding on how to connect your device to the cloud. And that's really about creating an IoT hub, and also understanding how to do device to cloud, but cloud to device communication. So you'll be tested on that. You'll also be tested on different types of protocols and understanding those. Mm-hmm. But we won't be deep diving into, let's say, protocols like OPC UA, like that's not something you're going to have to be a master at to take this certification. So when I say protocols, don't think that it needs to be all of these different protocols that you need to be an expert in. Mm-hmm. Next is provisioning and managing devices. Yep. So what I mean by that is a lot of it is centered around the device provisioning service. Mm-hmm. So how do you set up your enrollments, your individual group enrollments? How do you retire your device? Okay. So a great example is you have all of these devices that you want to retire. What are the steps that you need to work with and do when you're working with a device provisioning service? Mm-hmm. And there's multiple steps for that. You can't just stop your enrollment and good to go. There's there's actually multiple steps you need to care for.
There's an interesting aspect to this training, actually, or to this exam, which is it actually really highlights what the best practices are
in these
various areas.
Because
we really focus on testing these best practices. Because we think that it's key. You can definitely provision a device by copy-pasting a key like from IoT Hub, but it's not the right way, and hard-coding in the code. You don't want to do that, and that's why actually we're not testing if you're able to copy-paste a connection string and put in your code. We're testing DPS and things that are actually production ready and that are aligned with the best practices we recommend.
Yeah, and you bring up a great point is security. Mm-hmm. You're going to have security in all of these different topic areas. Mm-hmm. And then you're also going to have a topic area about security, which I'll get to in just a moment.
Okay, cool.
So we talked about, kind of that device lifecycle. We also cover IoT Central.
Okay.
And there's a lot of questions on why are you covering IoT Central? I thought that was
for... So why are we covering IoT Central?
I don't even need you here, Olivier. I'll just ask my own questions. Yes, the reason why we cover IoT Central is because we think it is a really good way to balance out understanding using past services versus using how to build with IoT Central. Mm-hmm. Also, we have a series of APIs you can use with IoT Central.
Yep.
You also manage devices with IoT Central, set up rules and actions and alerts. So there's a lot of really key things a developer should know about IoT Central that might make sense for their
business.
That
answers my question. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. Great question. And the next area is actually implementing edge solutions. So this really covers, working with IoT Edge, how to deploy the runtime, how to make modules, how to have the modules talk to each other, understanding what the IoT Edge runtime can actually be deployed on. And so there's a lot of things covered in here. Some things that won't be covered in the certification is, the cognitive services modules that are for IoT Edge. We won't deep dive into that because we actually have another certification, which is all about AI, that covers that.
Yeah.
And so we didn't want to do a lot of overlapping. And so this is really for the developer who has Edge devices, who will be working with IoT Edge and needs to be able to securely connect those devices.
I like to call this guy the plumber.
He's
the one actually putting the pipes in place on IoT Edge devices, right?
Yes,
so he's the plumber. So that's a certification for plumbers.
Yeah, I love that.
For IoT plumbers.
Yes,
love that.
All the plumbers out there.
When you see how much plumbers charge, you're just like, guys, for your career, being certified for IoT plumber, IoT developers.
Yeah. We're in the wrong career right now, Olivier. We need to quit our jobs.
We're going to change that.
The next area is how to monitor and then also how to troubleshoot. And this kind of seems like a catch-all. It really is a catch-all. But it really covers metrics, how to do logging. What are some best practices with troubleshooting? Yep. Like if your IoT Edge device, if it just stops working, what are some steps that you can take?
I'm a plumber. I'm going to hit it.
Exactly. Fail. So it's really to understand those things to troubleshoot if you're having, issues with the device side and not even on the cloud side as well and things you can do.
You want to see the tooling as well, right? So there's like the principles of how you do logging, but which tools to use and how to use them and leverage them.
Yeah, which ones are the appropriate tools? Yep, because we have a lot of offerings there. So the other, the last one is security, and security is in pretty much all of our services. I'm actually just going to say all of our services, not pretty much.
It is there.
Yeah. So when you work with device provisioning service, you can use X509 certs, SAS tokens, those type of things, and understanding what is the best things you can do to securely connect to your devices and on the cloud side as well. What are some security things you could do? But the reason why this was called out as a topic area, knowing that all of these other areas cover security as well, is because you're also going to be tested on Azure Security Center for IoT. For those who are not aware, we need to do a better job with marketing, but we have this, product and service called the Azure Security Center for IoT. It really helps making sure it's an extra layer of security to make sure that your devices are secure and not compromised. It also has a great dashboard where you can get recommendations on how to make your solution even more secure. And it also looks at downstream services as well. So for example, you might be able to see if there's something wrong with your IoT hub, or maybe see if a user that you are not aware of is attempting to log into your device multiple times. You'll get alerts for that, and you can set up your own custom alerts, but it also can show other services that you're working with, like storage, VMs.
It covers a lot. And actually, we have a great video on that, on the IoT show that I really recommend you go and check it out if you're curious about Security Center.
Pamela, how
do I get ready for that one? Because like some people know it all, right? Because we've been working on that forever. Right? Some developers have been focused on an area, so they need, when they want to go for a certification exam, they need to get ready. So how does they get ready? How do they get prepared for that exam?
Great question. So you're actually, there's two ways you can prepare for this certification. The first way is you can actually have in-person training or instructor-led training. So if you go back to that learning page, it says two ways to prepare. One is instructor-led training. We have our Microsoft Learning Partners. They have a four-day course where they can do it virtually or in person, whatever you prefer. But you will actually get an instructor where you can ask questions. They'll have lectures. They have labs for folks to go through. So it's really interactive. Really recommend that for different companies who want to train their full developer teams. So it's just a really great way. Interactive way. If you want to train online, which I prefer to do as well, you can do that for free. We have all new courseware that supports this certification, which I'm really excited about. I can toot our own horns that we both were technical writers for these modules, these trainings. But if you go on here, this online, where it's going to take you is to the learning paths on Microsoft Learn site. If you haven't been to the Microsoft Learn site, it is, I think it's been around for the last year and a half.
I think it was announced at last Build or Ignite, I don't remember. Ignite before last.
I had to go think about it, but what's great about this site is that it's a sandbox environment. So let's say you wanted to take a lab to learn about IoT Hub and connecting your devices to the cloud. There's a module just for that that takes you through a scenario, which I'm a big fan of, when instead of just getting a list of step-by-step, taking it through a real-world scenario. And you can learn on that, but it's in a sandbox environment. So what that means is you don't have to have an Azure subscription to get started. You can just deploy your sandbox, go through the steps, learn, and then after 2 hours, the sandbox is gone. It's a great way of learning. So when you're on the Microsoft Learn site, there's individual modules, or you can go with the learning paths. So the learning paths, like, for example, we have one for introduction for Azure IoT. So it gives you all of the modules you're going to want to do to learn about Azure IoT to get started. And what's great, too, is that it's kind of gamified as well. So after you're done with a module, you get a badge. You can brag about it, tell your friends.
You can tweet about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can tweet about it.
You can add us on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you can add cool. us. Please add us. So this is a great way to learn, and it goes through every single one of those skills mm-hmm. that you saw on the skills outline for this certification, because we really great. Wanted tutorials and labs and a hands-on learning experience for you to do. With that said, when you're training, what I would recommend is take these modules, mm-hmm. learn, that's good to go, but also look at the Azure Docs. Read through those. If there's areas, like for example, if you're not that familiar with certificates and how mm-hmm. they work, yep. You can deep dive into the docs, mm-hmm. and that's gonna be really beneficial for you for the certification.
Yeah. So the content is out there for you to go and get ready and then get certified. Here's a couple links that you need to know.
Yes.
The first one is the actual developer specialty certification page
yes.
that you were showing.
Yes.
And yes. The second one is Microsoft Learn for IoT stuff.
Yeah, definitely give us feedback. Reach out to us on Twitter and let us know how we're doing on those modules. And we're excited that this is a new certification for developers out there.
Cool. Guys, yes. you know what you have to do? Get certified. And don't forget to subscribe to the IoT Show as well.
Yes.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.